Today is April 26th, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Please join me in prayer. God of us all, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, just as we struggle to forgive those whose injuries have grievously afflicted us. Walk with us now, in peace, with love, and thus define our lives in the world. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. That was Ironic Benediction, sung by CMU Chamber Choir. Our theme is Seeking Help in Times of Need. I will be speaking today on a scripture text taken from Acts chapter 9. Last Sunday, our focus was on the closing text of the Gospel of Luke. There we were privy to an encounter of the risen Jesus with his followers in which he commissioned them to take the good news of life and hope to a broken world. Today we peer inside a story in the Acts of the Apostles in which Peter, one of the inner circle of Jesus' close followers, puts the good news into action by healing two people. It should be noted that both books of the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles, were written by the same person. The writing style is similar, and there is a note at the beginning of Acts indicating that Acts is the second book dedicated to a person of the same name found in the opening of Luke, a man named Theophilus. The point is that the author of Acts is keen to show that the commission given by the resurrected Jesus is now underway. People are finding new life physically and spiritually. Now let's explore the short narrative of Acts 9, 32 to 43. Two towns are named as the places of renewal. One is called Lydda and the other Joppa. Today Lydda has become Lod, L-O-D, about 15 kilometers southeast of Tel Aviv. It is Israel's largest railway junction and accommodates the Ben-Gurion International Airport. Its population today is 67,000. Of course, when Peter went there to visit the believers in Jesus, Lydda was a much smaller town. While Peter was there, he came upon a man called Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years as a result of paralysis. Peter approached him in the name of Jesus and said, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." And the narrator of Acts tells us, immediately he got up. Aeneas was restored to wholeness and also to his community in Lydda. When they saw the marvelous and mysterious change in the man, the people turned to Jesus in faith. That is how the good news is supposed to work. The good word and work of Jesus, mediated through his emissaries, such as Peter, captures the attention of people on the sidelines. While the miracle in Lydda town was remarkable, the one in the town of Joppa was out of this world. Joppa, otherwise known as Jaffa, was an ancient port city a short distance from Lydda. Joppa is mentioned a number of times in the Old Testament. For example, Joppa is the port from which the prophet Jonah set sail for Tarshish to get away from the call of God on his life. Now we find the Apostle Peter going to Joppa to follow the call of God on his life. The people of Joppa had heard what Peter had done for the paralytic man in Lydda. Now they have a case in their own town, a case much more serious than the one in Lydda. A much-loved woman named Tabitha, Dorcas in Greek, had fallen ill and died. Her people had already taken her to the upstairs room to prepare her for burial. Somebody from the group was bold enough to think that Peter might be able to bring Tabitha back to life, so they sent two men to find Peter in Lydda. "Please come to our place without delay," they said to Peter. And off Peter went to Joppa. When he reached the room where the woman was laid out, Peter asked everyone to leave the room. While they were outside, Peter knelt down and prayed. Prayer is, above all, a recognition that a beneficent power exists beyond the ordinary, beyond all human ability. Peter's prayer to God in the name of Jesus brought life back to the lifeless body of Tabitha. After prayer, he simply said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. This is a story of the good news of Jesus at work in the world as it should be. The news of Jesus is good in that it brings hope and healing to desperate situations in human existence. By the same token, the good news abhors that which hurts the human family. If you are interested in the good news way of life, then I suggest you find a place where you can hear more about it and enjoy the gift of life it brings. Amen. That was "Beautiful Saviour," sung by the CMU Men's Chorus. Jenalene Brink is graduating from Canadian Mennonite University today and joins me today in the studio. Welcome, Jenalene.
Thank you.
What led you to come to this university, Canadian Mennonite University, to study for a degree?
My first year out of high school, I went to Edmonton to study a Bachelor of Commerce there. And after a year, I realized that wasn't really me. And so I did the out-of-town program that CMU does. And I did that for a year. And so since I had credits at CMU, I thought maybe I would look into some of their programs. And they had a music therapy program. It piqued my interest, and that's why I decided to come.
Excellent. May I ask, which school were you at, in the Guatemala or?
Guatemala,
in the out-of-town program. Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. So tell me, you've mentioned music therapy. What exactly is that for some of us non-musicians?
Well, according to the Canadian Music Therapy Association, their definition is, music therapy is the skillful use of music and musical elements by an accredited music therapist to promote, maintain, and restore mental health, physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Music has nonverbal, creative, structural, and emotional qualities. These are used in the therapeutic relationship to facilitate contact, interaction, self-awareness, learning self-expression, communication, and personal development. So in other words, music therapy is using music to meet non-musical needs.
That sounds like a very worthy program. Are you planning to continue along this music therapy path after graduation today?
Yes. Following graduation, I will need to do a 1,000-hour internship at any type of facility that I can set up. And once I complete a 1,000-hour internship, I will apply for accreditation and then hopefully become a music therapist accredited.
Wow. That would be interesting. And there is a place in society for your acquired skills in this area?
There are many areas I possibly could work in. I could work with individuals with brain injury, AIDS, autism, and other pervasive developmental disabilities, critical care, developmental disabilities, emotional traumas, geriatric care, hearing impairments. The list is quite extensive.
That's great. One could make a very worthwhile career out of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very good of you to come in on this day, especially, Jeneline. And I wish you all the best and congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you very much.
Here are some upcoming events at CMU. Today at 2:30 p.m. is the CMU convocation in the Loan Athletic Centre on the North Campus. May 3rd is worship at CMU for young adults at 7:30 p.m. in the Great Hall. And on May 4th to 8th, the School of Writing at CMU, with many instructors who bring their expertise and commitment to students wishing to develop skills in creative writing. And on May 15th is Going Barefoot, a conference for church communicators with keynote speaker Mike Tennant of the Age of Persuasion. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website, cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. That's our program for today. You can also find the broadcast on our website, cmu.ca. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. You can send your comments, questions, and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P, 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.